Good morning. Today is June the 8th, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me this morning in New Testament book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, we'll like to share, beginning in verse number 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, for by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand the words were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. And verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning in reading these few verses, we understand from the Hebrew writer how important faith is in our lives each and every day. We understand that faith, the definition in its basic form, says now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith being the understanding of things that we desire, the faith of things believing that things will be. You know, in our life every day, there's things that we hope for, things that we seek God for in our lives as Christian believers. There are things in our life that take place that we may not even have the understanding that they're about to occur, but yet they take place. We also have those things in our life that day after day, week after week, year after year seem to continue to be the main topic of our prayers. We trust by faith in the Lord God that these things will come to fruition in a way that would glorify, praise, and bless the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That faith may be in the understanding that God will save a loved one that maybe is lost or living a wayward life. That hope and that faith may be that new job that someone may need to get a better income so they can provide better for their family or meet their needs in a stronger way. Faith may be that goal of that friend, that loved one, you know, that spouse maybe, that is attempting to achieve a goal in their lives that you know that only by God's hand can that be achieved and realized. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The things that we pray for each and every day, beloved, are the things that we need to desire that are the will and the purpose that would bring glory and praise and always honor upon God's precious and holy and righteous name, not the things in our life that we may have in our own heart. It may not be the material things that maybe you think or I think maybe many times that we may need to make our life better. But you see, we need to seek God and ask the Lord Jesus to help us through the power of the Holy Ghost to show us and lead us and just direct our paths and how we should pray and how we should realize that faith, being that most powerful gift that God blesses us with, may we have that faith to realize that in Christ all things are made possible. You see, it says in the Word in verse number 6, and without faith it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So many times in our life, I think we pray and just assume that this will come to pass, or maybe this particular prayer that we're praying for will happen. Is that really faith? Well, if it's outside of the will of God, it probably is not. If it's something that we desire of our own in our consciousness, probably not what God may desire primarily in our life. You see, it says in verse 6 that we need to have this faith because without this faith, it's impossible to please God. To believe in the one and only Son of the living God as our Lord and our Savior, to believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord, by faith we stand today, our own salvation, not with works, but with faith, for we're saved by grace through faith. Faith in our Lord God, faith in the salvation that God offers unto us as believers today, faith in having the understanding, the wisdom, and the knowledge that Jesus today is our Lord and our Savior. We walk and we live our lives, beloved, as Christians each and every day by faith that God bestows in each of us. Today, are you living your life as a Christian believer, walking by faith, or is maybe sight come into play? Maybe is sight what we desire to seek after instead of the faith by the Word of God? A most important question, a question that if you in your life every day are seeking after the things that you see and can have hold of with your own earthly hands, then we need, beloved, to turn around and seek the wisdom and the way of God We need to stand and we need to walk by the faith that God offers and the faith that God honors in each of our lives every day. I trust today that you are living your life by faith in Christ. I trust today in Jesus' name that the Word of God is the most important truth that you have in your heart. I would ask you if you would this morning, bow your heads with me. Let's go to the Lord for a few minutes of prayer. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord God, we just truly thank you, Father, today for these words from this Hebrew writer. Father, we would ask you to allow faith to be realized in each of our hearts today, God. Lord God, today may there be nothing in our lives that would take away and diminish and dilute the trust, God, of faith that we have in our hearts today as believers. Father, may you this day speak and teach and convict our hearts, God, to stay in your word, to stay in the powerful truth, God, of your word each and every day. Father, may we this day always know that the faith that we have, the faith that we trust, God, is what we need in our heart and our life to please and bring glory and honor and praise, God, each and every day upon your heart. Oh God, we thank you for just waking us up this morning, God. We thank you, Father, that by faith this morning we can stand before you. We can come before you, God, in prayer. We can seek after your will and your way to be firm and steadfast each day in our lives, Father. Father, we would ask you to bless those around us, our families, our loved ones, our friends, our relatives, our husbands, our wives, Father. Lord God, we ask by faith today, God, that you would just bless them. We'd ask you to speak to hearts, God, of those that are lost and those that are undone without you, Father. Those that, Father, today are living their lives outside of the will and the peace that only our Heavenly Father can offer to each of us. Father, we would ask you today that you would speak to the hearts and souls, God, of those today that we know that, Father, in the hospital, walking on the very line of life, Father, the very edge of life. We'd ask you to touch them physically, Father, but most of all, God, if they're wayward and if they're away from you, God, we would ask you would touch them spiritually, God. May you convict their hearts, God, just as your word declares. May you speak unto them, God, about the faith that they need to come unto you, Father, and trust you as their Lord and as their Savior. Father, I would pray for each and every listener in this broadcast this morning that you would touch and bless them. Thank you, Father, for allowing us this weekend, Father, to be in your house of worship, to be in your house of praise and glory, God. Thank you, Father, this day, even this moment, Father, today. May you just continue to work in us. May you continue to work in our hearts. May you continue to let us be that light and that witness, God, that you've called us to be. Father, today we love you and we thank you for loving us. We thank you for blessing us through this day. And Lord, by faith today, may we stand so that we can have that truth and that understanding, God, that can only come from heaven. Father, we love you. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father, for all your goodness and grace. We ask it all today, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.